Thursday night, or Cheskislev, and we're learning Menachas Chinuch Kosher and Rabbi Marshall, or Cheskislev. What did I say? Or the Cheskislev is wrong. It's or the Cheskislev. Not that anybody cares. Not that anybody's even listening to this to care. But for the record, it's or the Cheskislev. So Varishal, he's in the middle of a discussion of Gedulei Karka. Varishal, who will be Mogen Avram or Achayim? Because this thing, it's him and his tough. The bedogim, when you it's talking about when you catch dogim, you take them out of the water. Ein chayim mishum tzeda. I don't know why not. Maybe it's talking about when nitzoy v'oimed because we're in a pond, so we're ready to get to. Because it could be a machivim. Rak dogim yudulo. Like a tremendous. Like who looks like that? They take fish out of water, and you're oike dover migidulo. Now that's certainly not gedulei karka. They're not said to be gedulei karka. It's even more difficult to say it by fish than by an animal.
That would mean hyponic plants would also be okay.
Yes, mishum kotzer. The dogim enom gedulei karka. I and Shabbos tafayin heyam alalov gabichilos on the betoises I and gimel mitbeis on the freak. Surely gamkein. Osirlei, this is the Menachas Chinuch talking. Osirlei meaning the Marshal obviously holds Gamkein the Kotzer Shayach Av Be'en Gidulo Minakarka. Okay, which is what his discussion now is about. Uberashba maybe B'Shem HaYerushalmi Perakal Gadol Kol Davosh Hu Mavdilo Michiuso Chayov Mishum Kotzer. So the Rashba quotes Yerushalmi those words. The Kosav and the Rashba writes the Lo Osi Kashas Dilon. It's not like the Bavli. L'vimashem Biyarnu Ein Hochocha B'Shas. He went through previously the Gemaras and he says you don't really see from Bavli the favors not like that. Efter the Sfirle Ka Yerushalmi Gam Kein Bozeh. But it's the Gemara about Shola Dagman Hayom. Now, the Rashba Taker, if you remember, talked about when you're Oiker and Ubar, that when the Gemara says Chayim Mishum Oker, it doesn't mean kosher, it means Netilas Neshama. Okay, so Vim Kaila Fishita Sayyirushalmi. According to the Rishalmi, b'chol netilas neshama b'chayu v'shem kotzer gamke. Whoa. Now, so some say, he says on the bottom, no. When you scoop a fish out of water, so Makor Chiyusu Hu Hamayim. So your oker is from the water. But if you choke someone or something, or you shecht an animal, there's no equivalent. You wouldn't call that oker dover megidulo. You wouldn't call that kotzer. The Menachas Chinuch makes it a very broad thing.
But the Rashi Rishalmi is Mavdilo Mechayusa.
Yeah, so.
So in other words,
okay. I'm just speaking out what some Achrayim say. The Achrayim, he brings an Achrayim. They say the Pa'ula of Shechita is not exactly a Pa'ula of Katsira. Mashenk and Shola Dogman Ayom might be different. When the Iri calls out, I'm reading now from the bottom footnotes.
Well, in English, they say the Grim Reaper.
Avshaniskar be good point. Avshaniskar be Yerushalmi Losh and Katsira. Yigavukom Kavona so Yerushalmi Lachayvo. Oh, okay, I don't know. Let me read some Tzeda. Okay. We're not going to go into that. Okay. Imkain. Vishitas Yerushalmi B'chol Natilus Hashem Lachayim Shem Kaiser Gamkain. That's what the Menachas Chinuch broadens the idea. I like that. The Grim Reaper, right. The Gemara Didon, Ayin Heyam of Aleph Amrinan, Sheikhet Mishamai Chayim. The Gemara has a discussion about Sheikhet. Rav Amar Mishum Tzaveya.
If you kill somebody or something, if you're effectively, how do you kill them? If you cut off their supply of air.
Rav Amar Mishum Tzaveya. Shavu Amar Mishum Nitzilos Neshama. Uliyama Shemecha Mishum Kaitzer. Nerid the Shavti Long Osirle Kayushalmi Bukhar. On the bottom, they speak out the lumdus that the Yerushalmi would hold that the Melechus Kotzer is cutting off the life force from the thing you're cutting down. You're cutting it down from its life force. You're cutting it from a chubur. Cutting it down from its life force. And according to the Babli, it would be more like cutting something down from its place of chibur, where it's mechubur to. So that might be the issue there. Okay. And then he brings down a Babli that if the fruit is fully grown and is no longer getting sustenance from the tree, you still chayav mishum kotzer. That's the Babli, which would make it sound like it's not because you're cutting off its life source. You're cutting it off from its life source. It's no longer receiving anything from its life source.
It's still chayav?
Yeah, that's what the Babli says. It's still chayav.
But
kotet te'enem shenis yakshu enon yom kot meyo ilon chayav from kotet.
If weed is fully grown, so they say, you know, they're all makpi, like the paper.
It won't be chametz. It could become chametz. Okay, because it's not growing anymore. It's not receiving sustenance. So that's the same thing.
But over there, we're machmir.
No, other rabbi, we're looking at it like solish. Yeah, we're not going to become chametz. So here also, he's saying, you see that Melechus Kotzer is not totally in its receiving sustenance. What are you being dosh? The neshama?
What?
I don't know. So what are you being mafarik? The neshama? The animal? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, for okay. Not a
Zika.
He's talking about a karma.
He looks the same animal.
But now he's not talking about a karma yet. Why if you're bringing a rye from the Gemara and not saying Mishum Zeh, the Rambam has a sheet of that showing. Why didn't the Gemara talk about what the Rambam says, Yechayim Mishum, the Farek and Disha, the Loyam in the Kanda Chayim Mishum Zeh? The Gemara doesn't say that either. I ain't shown the Sefer of Nei Yeshua Adam, Yechayim Mishum Zorek, like the Zorek Ledom. The Sam Shechita School and Nei Zorek Ledom. If Tefillas Neshama is Kotzer, Al Karchok Tashas and Yisomik Yerushalmi Dizeh, the Tefillas Yedat, the Tefillas Neshama, Yechayim Mishum Kotzer Gavri. The Levitas Ayerushalmi, the Mouse of Dover Mishuso, Avi Kotzer.
Oh, so he came around.
You just said that you don't have a Brian Mukrechas from the Bible. No, he has. Why am I shenichta l'kamon b'shiyat l'shmaya? My God. L'chora b'shvita l'yerushalmi b'chayim b'shim kolzer in Cain, you would find that beyond the hooked putra k'tziru l'tzoyre chaychol nefesh nain r'shita b'shayich mitoch gabi k'tziru b'shita l'yerushalmi that you only say mitoch m'lisha v'eilech from the malach of Lisha on down. You don't say mitoch on malachos before Lisha. Like Kotzer, Choresh, Yes, so the Kaskina has to ask if it's kolzer, so nimtza that you're saying mitoch, the same mitoch and shchita, right? So you're saying mitoch and kolzer. This is a question, yeah. But Dvorim Aruchim ain't come and come on, I have to be sure based on that you're based on Bralla, Sugi the mitoch. It's almost as if you're saying any time that's mafarek or dosh, it's going to be kotzer also, because you're uprooting it from its makom chiyus. Even milking is kotzer. Rashi b'Shabbos that saw the camel alav if you ask him mafarek. Maybe that. The milk in the cow is not considered mechuber to anything. You're just squeezing it out. So it could be it's dosh. It is dosh. It's not going to be kosher. It's just sitting there. The things that are chayvul b'val chay, kaimel and dom chibur in mechbar, I include this up in the day. The Shabbat paragraph of Eliezer, the Mila Dal Kufla, the Gimel on the page, and Kain Chaya B'chaylo, Mishim Chayt Sergam Kain. And Yitzhah Shem Yivoro. Vizita Sayyid Shalmi, the Chayt B'chayt Mishim Chayt Sergam Kain, the Gidulo. Kosher Kushar Hashas, paragraph of Eliezer, the Mila Dal Kufla, the Gimel on the page, Mimel Heikin Mahalina, Mimel Meifel. How do you ever do a mila? I think it means it may be on a ben ches, on a ben zion. Sirus hashaz the munefel havelay mechadech boser. That you say it because if it's a nefel, it's not a tikkun. You're just cutting a piece of meat. So asks the minchas chinuch. Become a gam havelay kosher adov in the gidulah. Ki adom yotzei. And Echlami is not tikkun, because the nefel is not tikkun, but it's still going to be kosher.
Why is it like
it's
in the dog? Why do you have to go to the dog?
Why is the problem? How can you do a meal on? There's a case there where you're doing a meal on Shabbos with a child of suffering nafel. So how can you do it? If it's a nafel, no meal on the eighth day, you have to put a meal on, it's going to die soon. The more it says, because the other way around, not only is there no mitzvah meal on, but the nafel is considered to be, it doesn't count, it's not called a tilus neshama, and so it's mechatech bosabam, you're just cutting into flesh. Now, Kasira wants to know if it needs to be Kasira. You can say also it's not Kasira because if he's aiming to die, it's not really Oikadavar Michiuso, because there's no real Chiyus there.
But what's it say Kasira? Why is he talking about the blood? Why is he just talking about the
blood? What do you mean the blood? What blood? What about the blood?
Like doing kasir with the blood.
What about the blood? Maybe that's what he does mean, the blood. Why not? Why not just say you're cutting off the one? Why not? Why is not the kasir? Cutting of the meat because the meat's considered not getting clean. Yeah, that's the point of the Gemara. Mechtach basa ba'almo, just cutting a piece of meat. It's not considered a tilus neshama. I don't know why it would be considered kasira, to be honest with you. If it's not considered a tilus neshama, then I don't see why it should be considered kotzer. It shouldn't be considered mechuber. It shouldn't be considered okadavu megidulo. Even it should be considered nothing. It's like a dead piece of meat.
Can I answer that right now?
Oh, okay. So the Yerushalmi, if Marit Al Gazi, Shalom, maybe Bishma Yerushalmi, become cholei chayim b'shem kotzer. Rashi b'Shabbos, Tzadikim, and Aleph, the Ramah still.
Near the end of the paragraph.
I'm sorry, just wait, hold on. I got mixed up there. It's coursing through the capillaries and the veins.
It is code set. Because even though Inachanami is not going around for a long time, but right now.
Yeah. Kazaloda Rambam Parakes Alochadalid Kozera Shekatsiroso Mitzameches Oso. Katsiro stimulates growth. They say about a haircut. About mowing grass, they say. Umagadalta, we're going as fast on the silta. A coach of Mishkov, the highest Teichatot. Mishum coats there, Mishum no Teya. Okay, because you're stimulating growth.
No Teya is the rare?
Yes. Zembavur, but tomorrow the fine Gimel on the face. Well, Kosovo Rambam, a coach row, Sorich low. The ain't a sorrow for Dovah Shekotzer, I will in Melocha Shenetzricha Legufa. I guess the Gemara says a Kotzer is a sorrow for Dovah. The Rabbi doesn't write it, even though if you don't need it, it's Dovah Shekotzer Legufa. The Rambam Perakala for Locha Zion, Posek Rav Yehuda, Melocha Shenetzricha Legufa Chayim Alev. Okay. Lokosav Kotzer to Gregory. Esra Samach Adaliel Halacha Gimel to Shira Kisira to Gregory. Avdain Tzarech Chlal Adavar HaKotzer. Now it's a Gregory because it's a food item. And food items aren't a Gregory. But the Rambam Paskin that you mechuyev it even if you don't need it. But the Kasinuch is speaking out, even if you don't need it, but you mechuyev anyway because the Rambam Paskin is like a Yehudah. Even though it's not a food item, because you're not cutting it for food. I'm in a Roy Lechel Klau, Kenu Shayach Shir Klau. Akoshit Kivin the Katsira, Harbe Shiurin Yesh, Achila Kigregris, Mabahema Kimloi Pi Hakadi, the Pasoka for firewood, different amount. And then Hashir who lamashet sorech. Vamru Chazal davar hanitzrach ad kamu hu chashiv. How much you have to need to make it significant. Vachilo kulu. And came b'tzorech sheyashbichu hagidulim. If you need to stimulate the growth, but b'tzorech was real and atiya. Havalei Hashir k'davar hatzorech. So that's why it's food, beside that. But Oteyam is a rare choshev b'chol shehu. Whoops. I think there's a Ramon Karalacha base. And ten koitz of the Tzorech l'netiya chaya b'chol shehu ala kashira gamke. And the Chanami, in this case, it would be clear for koitzer kol shehu, because the stimulation, which is Oreya on Oteya, is kol shehu. Well, koitzer l'netiya chaya b'chol shehu, if we chashivu shehu 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 Achinami kosher adaita d'zriya, d'zriya chashuva b'kosherhu. So you'll be mechuyas not for you don't need it.
Right. This is something else.
You follow each thing by kosher. There's like 2-3 mishnayos detailing each different type of use you may have for something, and giving the shear of each, the shear of significance of each type of usage. So, Michalsin is pointing out that even though normally culture is gregarious, but I guess it's halachas in a drich legufa, they wouldn't have a shear because it's not really for food. But if you're doing it to stimulate growth, then also it would be the kosher. The TN3 is kosher. So the kosher for that purpose would also be kosher.
But more so for the TN3, you're just doing kosher. And you didn't succeed either.
I don't know. It's not clear to me. I think because maybe it's a chetza of, maybe it's inherently food, so it only feels great. That's what I think. It's not clear to me. He's not clear about that, or at least to me it's not clear. Because you lose the shalos of love, you died in the hobby kaita, and I'm in kaita, and died in Israel, as we have a shiva b'chol shehu, doit lo hobby ki you posh du bor, but gamma rashi of Israel, Israel, shri chashir, but vade ha shriya v'atzma shri chashir, and it's fragrance. They have a malach of the Lord, I mean in the Mishayim, the Shei Yigodol v'havi shir, but you look at the shir right now, the amount of seeds that the plant that's right in the Shidon. God, the first world war, Yadina Kama Yigdal, if I'm keeping the Zubba Atzma, I'm in Malacha, Tzorech, Bezriya Atzma Shir, Avulian Aksira, Kotsam Lamala Ma'at, Thank you, Gregorius, the Katsira, Ramata, the Mokam, Shay Yigdal, Yes, the Shir, Chayam, Afal, Akatsira, Even the Yadaita, the Nakia, the Nakia, he Hashuva, Even the Inshir, Kavul, Akatsira, Rakhi, Masha, Sorak, Rakhan, Sorak, the Nakia, the Gregorius, Chayam, Akatsira, the Bako, Shiva, the Dover, Hanisuk, Yes, the Shir, Chosin. He seems to be saying that, I think, according to Rashi, that you need a shear for Zriya. But here, if you're kaitzer, it would be for whatever the thing is. However big the stalk that you're cutting down. You're doing to stimulate growth, and you're cutting off the top. So, then Rashi would be molded at the shear for what you're doing is... for whatever your purposeful, right, your purposeful,
so the bottom, well, so you
yeah,
the bottom,
that's what it, I think he's saying. Oit kosher Rambam kan, b'chein has another example of being chayev two chatos, b'chein hazoyim b'tzorech l'eitzim, chayev shtayim, pruning, but you want it in firewood, b'shem kolter, b'shem noteya. So lama kosa the tzorich le'etzim. Got the aspas for the silk of the kosa the tzorich. Mehai taima. So why here does he say the tzorich? Lama kosa the tzorich le'etzim. I don't think because if you're not tzorich le'etzim, then mechami mechuyis with blocha shenafich le'gufa. But you, I think you would like almost by default assign it to Noteya. Like the only thing that makes it in Sira is because Tzorech L'Eitzim. But then why did he say? I am saying that.
Oh.
Okay, forget it. Let's go back. Okay. For Tzorech, I am Gimel, I am in Beis, with Tzorech, Tafel Rabbi Yehuda, Mikomogam, in a Chayrach, with Tzorech L'Eitzim. By Kotzer, even if you're Mokhliya from Lachash and Tzricha L'Gufa, but you need Tzorech L'Eitzim. Because without Tzorech L'Eitzim, it's just something destructive. You're cutting something down.
No, man.
The main of Tzorech L'Eitzim is supposed to be kosher.
No, man. To be kosher, yeah. The Zomer is pruning.
But that's Noteya. To be kosher, he's saying... Tosfos says that even according to Yehuda, you need the Tzorech L'Eitzim. Because otherwise, you're just doing something destructive. So being Zomer is good, but you're not going to be mechuyev for kotzer. But by kotzer, you don't say that a purposeless kotzer is chayev for the malacha and tzricha legufa. It has to be purposeful for the tzuras hamalacha.
Why is Zomer purposeful?
That's for Noteya. To be kotzer, to be purposeful.
All right.
Some malachas, many malachas, without its purpose, there's not even a tzuras hamalacha. It's not just it's missing the purpose, and you need malacha to shrich on the gufa. But it loses its... It's not a malacha, if you don't... purpose.
In the last case, what was the purpose?
Aspasta, he's not dealing with that. That's fair. Maybe he'll say it. Maybe he'll talk about it in two lines. I don't know. That's where Rabbi Yehuda Mikom Kom in Chai Rech Mitzorech Leitzim. The main Mitzorech Leitzim will have him Lachat Klau. Like Vosha. Davka Be'etzim. Oh, Velo Bas Pata Vesilka. Kimavur Vahed Ye'etzim. I don't understand why. He says on the bottom. I know he doesn't really explain on the bottom. Just chopping wood. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea why a pasta, a bush, a plant would be different.
What's he saying?
Without explaining, was saying aspasta is different than Eitzim.
Yeah.
That the point that you don't need Tzricha Legufa by Sira is only by Eitzim, not by aspasta. The person who wrote footnotes here just brings out that the Marsha says the same thing. And he says the reason is because Tzira's Eitzim and in the Chavis Tzira. It doesn't explain it here either. But he does bring out Rishonim that disagree. And saying it's always by every malacha's tzira. No matter what you're cutting down, it doesn't have the tzura of a malacha unless you need it. I don't know. Why would Eitzim be different than aspasta? I don't know, some kind of grass that grows. It's animal seed. You see that in Baba Vasa, the third parrot. Because of the Chayyod, the Dafka Eitzim of them came. I will bas pas the Chayyod B'cholinyan. Okay, you have homework to look at the Chayyod. We're not going to look at it now, but maybe the Chayyod says a reason. He says where it is. You see it? Look at Shabbos. Okay, the dictate to Moshe, the Gdano Miloshim Hashas, the Rak B'Shabbos, the Rak B'Eitzim, before it's there. Doesn't even like the basic svara. So tzorech shiyiyah tzorech le'etzim in order to make it kosher also. Aval amein kavanoso lahatzmiach. Interesting. If you're not doing it to stimulate growth, rak lach toch etzim, esher af te'ena tzorech le'etzim chayom, if you hold malach ha'shen tzricha l'guf as chayim. Maybe Ryan may even das kufa b'teiz, or konas rekinzi v'niach b'tzorech
yiyah. What are you doing? You're just like letting off the steam. He doesn't need the wood, and he's not helping the tree. So he just
right.